That's some very well to us on there, please. Thank you. Okay, you can see them. Okay, call it the father and his family. Call it the father and his family. Of course, I know we have ongoing series. Next week is the week of the Lord. Amen. Not the meaning of the week of the Lord. You know the meaning of the week of the Lord. So next week is the week of the Lord. Such week comes once in a month. Please make yourself available. If you're not here, I will stop. 2 Timothy 3:15. So don't forget, I belittle nobody. I look down on nobody. All your inputs, contributions, all your participation towards this church, towards the edification of the saints is well appreciated. So I say thank you. So don't forget, and especially to workers here, you are here to help me achieve this goal, okay? There's something in my heart that I have, that something that God has placed in my heart. You saw it and you appreciate it. So just be humble enough to follow in that line. Amen? We have sufficient evidence in scripture to tell you that when you follow somebody, you'll be judged lesser. Say that. That's a lot. So it's always good not to stand on your own. So saying I appreciate you all. Just learn to follow with. You may not, the truth is that you don't have to understand this thing, this pattern. You don't have to. But once your heart is there, you should follow. So help me, and you shall be there. 2 Timothy 3:15. So don't forget, in spite of challenges too, you must take conscious efforts to put out the word. To put out the word. I mean, right now, I don't even know if I'm sleeping or awake, but the word must be preached. Amen. Just let me know when I'm sleeping, so I can keep pushing. 2 Timothy 3:15. Slowly, want to go? Let's read. Yes. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 15 again, slowly, want to go? And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So now see that verse 15 clearly now. And he said, we have known this holy scripture, the ego, that is holy. Scripture there as well, Gravot. Huh? That holy is not agios. What is the holy there? The holy there is not agios. What is the holy there? That's not. So this grammar, talking about the thought pattern of the scripture, is able to make you wise unto salvation. That's a lot. The thought pattern of the scripture is able to make you wise unto salvation. So, Bible books only make complete sense in the line of redemption. You understand where I'm going soon? Bible books, of course, sorry, what I'm fast about that is that we have overflogged that. Of course, it can be overflogged. That's here. But Bible books only make sense. He said, Timothy, you have known this stuff, but the thing was able to make you wise, not unto anything else, but salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So Bible books only make complete, please write that word, please. Complete sense in the line of redemption. Now, they can make partial sense, so at times in the line of business, in the line of romance, in the line of wise word, wise quote. But before it can make complete sense, that means taking the whole material. Because if
Bible is about business, then we should be able to preach business from every chapter of the Bible. Are you with me? But go and try that from Ephesians 1. Try Ephesians 6. Amen. Praise God.
If I try Revelation.
So that complete sense is only possible when you put it, when you interpret the scripture. Please try not to sleep, just I beg you. An hour. In the line of redemption. Imagine, let me show you this. Look at this, Luke 14, 28, for instance. We must stop looking for that partial revelation, just isolated revelation from the scripture. It's an abuse. That proverb talked about a lot of ways that wise men live does not mean people have the right to go to that book to just use it for anything they like. There's a reason that book was written. See, I said Luke 14, 28. Please follow me. Oh, now I'm a bit rusty for now. I don't want to get better. Luke 14, 28. Now, see, what is there? For which of you, right, intending to build a tower, right, sat not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to what? To finish it. No, you can look, you can go here and say, yes, can you see? Jesus is teaching you about what? Management. Is it management or how to prepare? You must prepare. You must, sorry, thank you. PPP. Plan, prepare, and what? And be paid. You're obviously looking for a job. Just go to them and say, can you see that even our Lord Jesus, man, that's a non-believer speaking of, the Lord, not Lord, Lord, just Lord Jesus. Even Jesus was aware of that principle of the kingdom. You must prepare. You must set your targets. You must know your audience. You start well. Are you with me? Therefore, just like Mark Zuckerberg, sorry, Zuckerberg. Just finish quoting Jesus right now. Just switch to who? Mahatma Gandhi, right? That's your mentor. So now, so let's see if business can make complete sense in this place. So that's in Luke 14. Just read together. I read 25. You read 26 for me until we get to 33. We're 25 now. And there was a great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, 26, yes? Oh, our wife and children and brother and sister. He can. Oh, so does that make business sense? No. 27. Now, and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. Yes, 28. Lest happily after you have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him. Next verse. Or what king goeth to make war against another king and set not down for us and consulted whether he'd be able to with 10,000 men to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. 32. Everybody, 33, want to go. So likewise, whoso be of you that forsake not all that he hath, he cannot be my. So what lesson is this one teaching? Discipleship. So you could see at least how many illustrations there, can't it? How many? At least we have the king going to war, that is 20:31. We have the building, right? Then we also have, there's another one. Father and mother. So, okay. So, you could see some illustration. Yes, there was a message. It is wrong attitude to focus on the illustration and water down the message. We are not permitted to apply this Bible for the sake of its illustration. The illustration is to drive home a point. Just like they should Just imagine you are having your wedding, and they brought and they use one nice SUV to bring your bride to you. And you saw the bride, you didn't even look at the bride. You have to say, "Wow, what a nice car, nice car." And he said, "Husband, come and put you in your wife's anger. I'm coming. Wow, wow, nice car." The car only brought the bride. The purpose of the car in that ceremony is what? Is the bride. Stay focused. So our eyes must be single-minded. Don't be quick to, "I am looking for things, chap, chap points, sporadic, pa, 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 scraper." He has not been swinging again, right? He's out of inspiration, right? That thing just, like Bitcoin, just spike, comes down. Nothing is spending me.
Amen. Say that.
So,
I'm not in crypto. Where am I, Gary? I've forgotten. Yes. I mean, it's sporadic. Be careful.
So, you don't use that small part to preach business. It was an illustration. It was Jesus going somewhere to happen. Focus on where it happened. Not the process. It's an abuse of scripture.
Of course, I'm sorry. That's not my topic. Sorry, you can understand my topic.
E.g., a book about business will make business sense from beginning to the end. You get that? If you see a book about business, right? A business management book. From the beginning of the book, right, to the end of the book, you will observe that there is a singular line of thought. This book is actually intended to make you... Have you ever seen chemistry before? And they start talking about profit and loss of economics inside chemistry notebook, chemistry textbook. Never. If I know, you know most engineering students, you know we hate economics, right? How many witnesses here? And we hate economics with vigor. Some people love it, they will, I can pass it anywhere. I don't know how people pass that course. Amen. So, I'm simply saying, you see a book, okay, I think maybe economics is extreme. Imagine new general mathematics. You now get to one chapter. Now say, the vowel sound of, what's the vowel sound? You are going to find X from beginning to the end. And X will never be found. we have been looking for this X. So please. Who is the X? I don't know what is going on. X, Y. You know what day? Amen. You keep looking for X. You get to university, say, X is not your phone. Ah, after I pass jam. Get to speak and say, you still look for X. So you won't see such book now. In fact, have you ever seen a real book for business and they're talking about Jesus inside? Huh? No, now. They will do the mathematical analysis for you. Statistical analysis, everything, how to do it, how to start, how to progress, and of course all the things around it. So also, the Bible has a singular sense from Genesis to Revelation. You will see several stories, several illustrations along the line. Illustrations are just, Raphael, you're writing, illustrations are just to drive home a spiritual truth. One point. No, I didn't think you have ever had a lecturer that comes to class with a Bible. So why are we trying to use the Bible for all manner? Men of God are just trying to prove that they are all service provider. MTN, Abi, or who is that? Who provides all services? Does anything? Our able brother, sorry. Let me say that.
Somebody abuse me.
So, illustrations of the Bible ends there. Don't read for that meaning. No, say therefore. So I said, no, just say he was about to build a tower. No, that tower from the, that means a tower in Jerusalem will be at least minimum of 20 stories. Because you are going off point to, it ends there. This will also help you in what we call parables. I beg you, be quick to read the parable, but be slower to read the interpretation of the parable. The parable will not help you. In fact, the parable is to help those initial audience. It is the lesson from the parable that you actually need.
Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm slow enough. Let me be long enough.
So don't read for that meaning. In fact, also, knowing that the Bible is not a book of code of conduct, rules, and postulates, you can pick the lesson and leave the story. Knowing that the Bible is not a book of, what do we call postulates? Like a constitution. Like, who knows that it's not a constitution? Hope knowing the Bible in itself is not a constitution. Huh? I wait for you. You will explain that one to me today. Imagine if I put in an exam. The Bible is not a constitution. Explain. Or maybe it will be somewhere there. Just write it down. Exam for somebody that will answer in future. But anyway, I'm not saying there are not things that are moderate us in the Bible. But every part of the Bible is not what? What is the constitution? What is our constitution in the Bible? Salvation through faith in Christ. It's not that anything, any do's and don'ts, that you just pick the Bible. What are we doing today in the Bible? Ah! And Samuel said to Saul, go and kill all the Amalekites. Spare not! Spare none alive. Don't do that. So you cannot cherry pick from the Bible. You can pick the lesson and leave the story. In fact, I wrote it in my note. I said, in fact, you should pick the lesson and leave the story. Not only you can, you should. So it's either we make one complete sense out of the Bible, or we make no sense out of it at all. It's either we make one complete sense out of the Bible, or we make no sense out of it. Let me show you a book that a lot of us have been running away from, Song of Solomon. You see that it's so abnormal to think this is a romance book. Chapter 1. Because we don't read everything. Just a few of the... let me tell this thing. Are you there? You will see how thought pattern jumps. Though. So just focus. I'll read verse 2. You read verse 3. I will continue. Okay. Song of Solomon 1 verse 2. Let him kiss with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Say, wow, the love is better than wine. Keep reading. Let me read verse 3, yes? Okay, some people are not there. Come on now. Okay, let me see. For draw me, we'll run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We'll be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. Verse 5. So is Solomon says he's a black man. What is this? What is this? Maybe black is nice, have you? Maybe chocolate or something. And you are imagining things. Let me go to verse 8. If thou know not, O thou fearest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent. Next verse 9. Yes. Wow, thy cheek are comely with rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. Next verse. While the king sits at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. Yes, next verse. Okay, amen. 14. My beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor. Whatever. In the vineyard of engagement. Yes, next verse. God. Yes, the voice.
Next verse. Behold, thou art fear, my beloved. Yeah. Pleasant also our bed is green. Seriously? 17? Yes? In the same line of thought, chapter 2, verse 1. 1, 2, go. I am the rose of Sharon. And the lily of the valley.
Oh. So how come the whole passage is talking about woman?
Next verse. Keep reading. As the among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Next verse. Oh, wait, oh. Not before, the beloved is a daughter, right? Now the beloved is among the what? What was happening? Okay, I sat down, that is shadow. Is shadow now, right? No more a shadow. Hello, you get what I'm saying? Before it was a girl, Abby. Now it's, the girl has become a hermaphrodite, or what? Is shadow with a great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. For? E now. Wow. When did the woman become a man? That's the question. Have you ever noticed? Don't forget, this thing was not chapterized though. It was just a single line of thought. So why are we so quick to be looking for breast and rest in chapter 1?
Just don't laugh.
It brought me to the backwards here. Verse 5. Stay me with the falcons. Comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. Wow.
I'm sick of love.
6. One to go. His left hand is under my head. And his right hand. 7. I charge you. Oh, you what? Daughters of Jerusalem. By the rose, by the ends of thy feet, that you steer not up, nor awaken my love till it please. 8. E. Comment leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. So, can you see how the she is changing to E to she to E to E? E to she to E. So, of course, you cannot marry a man. You cannot marry someone that is becoming a man, woman, man. That is why this cannot make a complete sense. It's not reasonable in the line of love. It's just cherry picking. Do you get me? E.g., you will not find Romeo and Juliet, and Juliet is becoming Ojut, and Ojut, Juliet is turning back. Like chapter 1 is Romeo and Juliet, chapter 2 is Romeo and Juliet, chapter 3 is back to Juliet. Yeah. No, it will make, where is it? Okay, it's there. You know, it will make complete sense. So, the same way you don't explain or teach, or you don't use that place to teach sexual love, that is not the point. That's what I'm saying. You follow the thought pattern.
He's describing the love of God for man.
Whatsoever motivated Solomon to say what he said is immaterial. What do we focus upon? The thought pattern. What is this book trying to communicate to me?
Are you with me, brother?
What is this book trying to communicate to me?
For instance, who can tell me what is the best part of this keyboard? Of a keyboard? Is this these white keys? Is it this computer? Is it this screen? Is it the power button? Is it the power? Is it the pitch bend? Is it... What is it? Don't use the word speaker. What is the best part of this keyboard?
Sound. Imagine if I come here, say okay, sir, come and play keyboard for her, and I come here and I was making exegesis on say, sir, let me before we start the worship, can I show you what this keyboard is capable about? This is an octave, just like in, when you, if you need to describe music for you, just get lost. Say that's 5 octave, and it has a key A to E flat. Sir, leave E flat, play. So also, when you pick the Bible and you are just worried about the casing, wow, and David and Goliath. You know, we love those stories, right? Ah, wow. And David said to Goliath, me, yeah, you are daring me. Ah, I will show you. Ah, yeah, yeah, hey, Amy. Goliath said, Amy, big boy. See, Amy, ah.
You have not seen Yoruba version of David and Goliath. You have not done drama on that before.
Yeah. Ah, drama coordinator. Yeah, glory to God. God, ask him.
So, 2 Peter 1:19. That complete sense is only possible in the line of redemption. Complete sense. Because you will wonder, why would David kill Goliath and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, the same Israel still went to captivity. Same David, people still pursue him too. In fact, let me even say this. At the end of the day, even the same David still died. The people he killed, they died. He too. What happened to him later? He died. Whether natural or sword, death is still death. David killed Goliath with stone. Something else killed David, and at least he died. Old age is a death too. It's a stone too. So you can't be focusing on and this guy died. No one died. When I remember, why not ask God? What is it? What's the first death in the Bible? Why? And to what intent? Physical or spiritual? You get that? The people that Elijah killed, Elijah met them when he died too. So sorry, you guys just only got here faster than I did. Now the same place we did. Imagine Samuel, the old Samuel getting to paradise, or whatever you call it. You meet Samson there. Something's pocket. You need Samson. He won't send. He's just pocketing. Jesus, if you don't come, I'm going to scatter this place. You have to come. This is how you got that one with your pocket. You are the one that like me now. You saved me. I don't send anybody. Just come and let Jesus come and save me. I will be there. This is how you pocket it. Because anybody that is scattered did not change on that, I will change you never.
Okay. Oh. 7 Peter 1 verse 19.
Let's flow. Henry T. Come on.
We have also a what? A more sure word.
Some of you in there will see if you teach the Bible, they will be sleeping.
Yeah, imagine. So, 7 Peter 1:19. We have also a what? More sure word of prophecy. That is propheticus, right? That is the document, the book of the prophets. Word of prophecy. Don't forget, that is the Bible. Wherefore, you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise where? In your hearts. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Don't forget, see those words. Wherefore, you will do well if you take heed. If you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. That means that light is trying to illuminate you. Please focus on those words. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Ooh, glory to God. Please scream to your neighbor. Say, allow the light to dawn on your heart. Allow the light on your heart. So don't misuse the Bible. That's what he's saying. No. Look at 19 again. Look at this. Where unto you do well if you take heed as unto a light, right? Shining in a dark place until the definite, right? Definite article. Day dawn. Day dawn. Dawn there is a Greek word and diagazo, something like that. It means like a glimmer, like a break of light, like sudden. It's like a glimmer, GILWMER, like a sudden breakthrough of light. So he said, take it unto the words of this propheticus until your eyes suddenly gets flooded with light. But you must take it. And why is that like salvation? First, to the man that is not saved, and to the man that is saved, understanding of salvation. So why must I not arrive at different conclusion? Why must I not pick the Bible and arrive at my own interpretation? Because the speaker had something in mind. He had a motivation. See verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Meaning, there is a central theme that joins everything together. This is not saying we can have different things from the same Bible. It is rather saying we must all say one thing about this Bible because the inspiration is one.
Too fast. Let me recap, right?
No. Now, see, 20. Now, I'm joining 19 to 20 for you again. We have done this before. I'll do it again. Why must I not arrive at different conclusion? Because the speaker had a motivation. He had something in mind. 20 now said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, meaning there is a central theme that joins everything together. So it has no private, you can't interpret privately because there is a singular origin. Are you with me? You cannot say different things from the same Bible because there is only one intelligent author behind the scene in the scripture. So when he's saying scripture is of no private interpretation, he's not saying, well, that nobody is a custodian. Some people are saying today that, how can that your pastor be saying this is only the way that the Bible? Have you heard before that? Of course, you should have known that a verse of the Bible should not or cannot have two meanings. Are you with me? Somebody say, if you are looking at a mountain, sometimes you can be seeing a goat. Sometimes from another end, you see a cock. From another end, you see a what? Elephant. Brother, as long as you are a man, you are standing at one end. So see as a man. Are you with me? Are you with me? As long as you are a man, all men are seeing the same mountain from one end. Unless you are something else. Why would you be seeing a mountain and you are seeing a goat? How can a goat, like, mountain is a mountain. A mountain should be a mountain from whichever side. So some people will say, well, can you see? You can't tell me that it's only about salvation. Bible is of no private interpretation. We can say what? We can say our own. No. Rather, he's actually saying you cannot say your own. You get that? The verse is saying you cannot say your own. Not that you can say your own. He said you cannot say your own, because there is only one intelligent author behind the scripture. So we must all say one thing. Why? See verse 21. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man. That means it's not because Abraham did not do everything he did because of himself. Neither did Moses, neither did Elijah, neither did Enoch. But holy men of God, what happened to them? Spake, being moved, carried along, beared along by the who? Holy Ghost. But Holy Ghost is God. So because there is one man behind the scripture, God behind the scripture, we must all arrive at the thought of God. Thought of God, intention of God. That intention, definite. Don't forget the day dawn, definite. Not day dawns. Not day dawn of prosperity, of business, of this, of that, of that. No, the day dawn. Rush to 1 Peter 1, verse 9. Father and his family, I've not touched my topic at all. 1 Peter 1, 9. Receiving. Wait for the time, right? Thank you, brother. Hospital, 1-9. Want to go now? Receiving the end of your faith, even the what? Salvation of souls, of which salvation will happen, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of what? That grace that should come unto you. Searching what? Or what manner of Christ? The what? The Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 12. Unto whom was it revealed? Not unto themselves, but unto us did they minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
So imagine, guess what? Why do you think Peter had this clear revelation about the use of the Bible?
Everybody should know the answer now.
Why?
For
Jesus, Luke 24. Look, check again. Luke 24.
Yes, we know Paul brought light, but I didn't think
Paul only passed, took the attention. Okay, what did Paul tell Peter said that Jesus has not already said? They just refused to, they just don't pay attention. That's all. Maybe the fight throughout all the epistles was all the acts from Acts 10, 11 is that Gentiles are part of the flock. What Jesus says since Acts 1:8, unto the what? Ends of the earth. Right? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the what? Ends of the earth. So I said it. But on Igbo, at that point, we now have to come with iron, rod, and gun.
Did you hear this? Gentle, lowly Jesus.
Okay. See, yeah, what did I say? Sorry. Luke 24, 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, know you, and slow of heart, know you too. To believe all the prophets. Say prophets. Have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at who? Moses and all the prophets, he explained unto them in all the scripture. All the scripture, the things concerning himself. See verse 41. And why they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, and he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. He has given them physical evidence, so he ate before them. So, but to Jesus, physicals is not enough. He still sends them back to the world. See verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. 43, you want to go? Then opened he their what? Understanding, that they might understand the scripture. I didn't know if you get something. Something struck me here. Imagine God standing. Jesus standing here. God standing. Like God in man, of course, standing. Yet he was telling people to go and read Bible.
Are you with me, brother?
I think Jesus should have been the end of everything. This is me. I'm here. Moses. He said, no. He said, go and find out why they said what they said. After all the miraculous acts he did before them, he said, this is not enough. Go back to those words of the prophet. That is God.
Of course, he became a man.
God was standing yet telling people to read. See, I will read though. God came to the earth to tell people, read your Bible.
See, it's true. Woe to the man that discards the word. That's the point. It's so clear.
Woe to the man that belittles this Bible. For manifestation, for miraculous, for anything, for whatever reason. Woe to that man.
Hope you know the meaning of woe. Have I explained before? Have I explained the woe? I
said that woe is not active. All those woe of Jesus, he's not active. The woe is the action.
When he's saying woe to you, friends, and but you do this, you don't do it.
He's not judging. Is declaring the judgments that they are putting on themselves. He's just announcing it. He's not saying, because of this thing you have done, therefore, woe unto you.
He came to die for them now. Baba.
So the world is just the same way as he told them before. In the day you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you what?
You will die.
And they ate. So all those things that is now looking like God is now saying, hey, because you have eaten, that is just Moses reacting. He told them, if you eat, you will die. So when they die, is it when God got there or when they ate? When they ate, the death, judgment is not God's making, it's man's making. He didn't say, the day you eat, I'll come and kill you. The eating will kill you. That's what he told them. Yeah, God did not say, I put death there. But man plus this food will bring death. The food is good.
Understanding? Genesis, right?
So,
we must respect the written word. Say in my free time, I will read. Say when I'm busy, I will smuggle out time to read. I will not outgrow reading. You can get up there. Everybody stand up. Thank you.
Fast now. Sorry, I know you are brothers and sisters.
Say my free time.
I will read.
Say when I'm old.
I will
keep reading. I will not be smoking pipe. I will read my Bible. I will not be watching Big Brother. I will read.
I will read.
Amen.
Amen.
Say when I'm busy.
Yeah.
I will smoke last time.
I will smoke last time.
To read. Say God became a man.
Yeah.
Came to earth.
Yeah.
To remind people.
Yeah.
To read the Bible.
Yeah.
I will not be foolish.
I go read.
Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you.
You read. You read.
Now say that's Luke 24:46, and said unto them, thus it is written.
Wow. Firstly, Jesus is quoting imperfect men. Yet he was authenticating what they said. My God, he said it is written. He didn't say, nah, I said to you. I see you. When you're saying every day, I said to you. See, it is written. Wow. Of course, he changed some of the things that they said that was not okay. But he also confirmed
the utterance. See where I'm reading, Isaiah 46. And thus it behold, Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at where? Jerusalem. And you are all witnesses of these things. Rush to Revelation 19, verse 10. Verse, come on. Revelation, not Revelations. It's one revelation of Jesus. It's one. So if you have seen revelation of a believer going to hell, that is not the revelation of Jesus. That is the revelations of the Jesus's. But I know about Jesus, Simon Jesus, yeah, the Jesus in Chelsea. Is it Chelsea or?
Which group? Which club?
Man City, Abby. Are they retired Jesus? Jesus does not play again.
They
have two Jesus. Gabriel Jesus and Michael Jesus. Huh? Which one scores goals, man?
Yeah.
The other Jesus is not powerful. It's gone before. So the glory of one Jesus has gone to the other Jesus.
Imagine, you know, if I'm the Jesus in that one, somebody is bearing my name on that. As you are playing that football,
the leg will just. I believe God is. If somebody like this is. Somebody here is God. Yeah. You are bearing my name.
Yeah. The guy will just see one empty post like this. Kick the ball. He just go back to the other post. As God.
Yeah, I just showed you my power.
He bench was hacking.
Amen.
Do you write such a story in primary school? Say if you are God for one day, what you will you do? Who wrote such story?
What?
Like an essay. If you are God for one day, what will you do?
Say, hey.
Oh God, come and see the art of men. Some people, what is your say? I first paralyze this t-shirt.
Thank God for when. You see, revenge. If you are God. No, even if they made some of our past. God, even me. God for one day. Oh my God.
Who let us deal with it? Amen, amen. You go, you're all nice people. Oh, okay, it's true. Where is he? Come on. Revelation 19:10. So I just say it's not Revelations, okay? It's Revelation. Say it's singular. 19:10. Come on, the first.
So far. Okay, so far.
The night is still young. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see that thou doest it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the testimony. Maturia, right? Maturia. The testimony of Jesus. That word means the report of Jesus, the witness of Jesus, the evidence given of Jesus. The testimony. The evidence they... Stand up if you are feeling sleepy. Come on. The evidence given of Jesus is the what? Spirit of prophecy. Is the reason why they prophesied. So focus on Christ. Amen? Say, focus on Christ. Say, focus on Christ. Come on. Verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 3. Now. Ephesians 3:14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family where? In heaven, where? And earth is what? His name. Glory to God. Say, we're in the family of God. Say, I'm in the family of God. Say, God is my Father. Say, once a son, always a son. Say, once begotten, never to die. So also, don't forget, there is no small son and big son. Okay? Well, I've said that before. There is no small son, big son. Son is son. There's no son is son. We don't use spiritual growth to nullify salvation. We don't use the rate at which you are growing up spiritually to dictate if you are saved or not. No. To rate your sonship. Sonship is sonship. It does not fluctuate. It's not that when you are born again, but you are still doing bad things, because this one is just a child of God. When you now became serious, like, bro, dude, you say, now you are a son of God. No. So even when we are correcting the believers that had bad conduct, we don't use words like, we don't call them that thing, no? We use words, we say, don't you know that you are a son of God? So you use words like, don't know ye not that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost? Are you with me? That is the communication pattern. You don't just look at a Christian and you disdain him because of what he did. Not that. So, you... okay. That's Proverbs 3 verse 1. So, not that you are immature, premature, or amateur child of God. No. There's nobody like that. There's no immature, premature, amateur. No. There, once a son, forever a son. So Proverbs 3, verse 1. So don't forget, we have talked about prophecy. So Solomon, his book, of course, you have seen from Solomon, that his book was not written just for the sake of anything, but to teach us to teach us about salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, responsibilities in Christianity, the father and his family. And that is E.W. Kenyon, the story of man's redemption. So Proverbs 3, verse 1. So don't forget, this book of Proverbs is also compiled because of redemption. Anybody that is using the Proverbs to teach you how to make money, the guy is trying to kill you. The guy is trying to remove your appreciation of the original intent. Because once you already seen money in that book, 1 or 2, what will happen when you open John 3:16? What will you see? You see multiplication. When you now open Isaac's way in the land, story for you. So Proverbs 3 verse 1. Slowly, let's read together. Want to go? My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now, don't forget, his law here is our nature and his responsibility. Write that down. When he says, my son, forget not my law. Law there is not talking about laws of Moses. Law is just law.
Don't be quick to fall into that trap. Anywhere you see law in the Bible, it's talking about the Ten Commandments or anything. Law, everything must be interpreted in context. So, for instance, the people that those 600 law of Moses are given to, they were never called sons then. In fact, they were called rebellious people, right? But this one is saying, my son, right? So it's a different pattern of, line of communication, different audience. You cannot call a rebellious man my son. So this is an admonition. My son, forget not my law. So I said the Lord there is talking about our nature and its responsibility. Say context. And let thy heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. Before I go to that, see this James 1:22. When you see law anywhere in the Bible, don't be quick to just put Moses there. You must interpret the law in context. See James 1:22.
See our own law here.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers alone, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. 25, want to go? For whoso looketh into the perfect what? Law of what? Liberty. And continue therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his days. See, our own law sets free. So the law of Moses captivates, but our own law sets free. Amen, amen. See, after me, say we please God. Say we live right in liberty. Say we live right from liberty. So our own living right stems from liberty. That is our law. So when you are seeing Jesus saying at times in John 15, say, keep my law, keep my... He's not saying go and... He's not saying I'm Moses. He's not saying keep Moses' law, keep the Mosaic law. Always know the difference. You know, most of the things that Jesus says is just to love. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's all. If I should summarize the whole ministry of Jesus in the four gospels, two things. Love your neighbor as yourself. Stop killing people like that. Number two, wait for the Holy Ghost. That's the key. That's the grand finale. That's all they could do. Come on that Pentecost. Receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will take over from there. Say we live right in liberty and from liberty. Say I'm not a forgetful hearer. I know who I am. Say I don't forget my nature. Say my grace identity is already written. Therefore I read. So your actions does not describe your identity. Only the word does. Your actions does not describe your identity. Only the word describes your identity. And the word will change you, of course. The word will make you better. So just don't forget. Don't forget that picture of yours that you see in the word. So when he's saying, let your heart keep my commandments, how do you keep things from your heart? That would be to believe. Anywhere you are seeing, let the heart do something. The only thing that can be done from the heart is faith or unbelief. When he's saying, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, that is not, I've told you before, that is not what, you remember, love the Lord your God with all your heart, I said that is not a responsibility of do's and don'ts. To love the Lord with your heart is what? Faith. Say faith and love. You should remember that. Faith and love. So to any, once he's saying do something from your heart, is faith. When he's saying say nothing in your heart, that will be talking about what? Avoid unbelief. Are you with me? So how do you do things from your heart? The only action of the heart is faith and unbelief. So you look at your picture in the word and you believe. Colossians 1:12. Colossians 1 verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet. I just want to give an example. Who hath made us meet to be the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Therefore, any Christian I see praying that all my glory hidden under the rock, all my glory hidden under Lumo Rock, under Zuma Rock, which one is closer? Zuma Rock is closer, Abi. Under also rock. That means you don't believe this verse. That means you are a forgetful era.
Because he's saying here that you are already made qualified to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints. In that.
So how can your glory be hidden in a rock? Say you are in Christ. Which glory are you looking for in a rock?
I recover. I refire.
That means you have forgotten who you are.
See verse 13. Who at what? Delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us unto the kingdom of his dear son. That would mean the person that is still going for monthly deliverance is doubting his heart. Although he has believed the gospel, but he's still doubting his heart. He's a forgetful era. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That means the man that is still confessing his sins every morning, he has forgotten that he was purged. Come on, try and open your scripture. That's the least you can do for me. 2 Peter 1, verse 9. 2 Peter 1, 9. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten. See his issue. His issue is that he has forgotten. He has forgotten that law that sets free. He has forgotten that law of liberty. He has forgotten his prayers. He belittled his place of liberty. He made us free, but you must know. He made us free, but he wants to focus on it. If it were do's and don't, commandments, do this and don't do that, it might perhaps have been easier for him. But because it is liberty, he belittled the liberty.
So he cannot see afar off and he has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Go back to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11.
Proverbs 3:11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be wearied of his correction. 12. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as the Father the Son in whom he delighted. Hallelujah. Say, he corrects me by the same word. Say, correction comes to me from the same word.
So when a man neglects the scripture, God will correct him yet by what? By the scripture. When you reject your image seen in the scripture, the correction we see come from the same scripture. The scripture is God's primary means of communicating to you. Don't forget, God became a man. He told people, don't you read?
Come in there. So the word is the primary meeting place, meeting point of the father and his family.
How do I relate with my father? Look more into the law of liberty. Check the word. How do I strengthen my spiritual life? How do I do it? Look at the word. Check who you are again.
Proverbs 7 verse 1. Don't worry, I'll be faster. 7 verse 1. Just give me the next 15 minutes and be alert and I'll be done. 7 verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Lay up. It means to esteem, to protect, to guide it jealously. Guide my commandments jealously with you. Keep my words. Lay up my command. Lay it up. Esteem, protect, guide it jealously. Make it your priority. Make it your priority. You are in a world that everybody is trying to use you for their own selfish interest. You are in a world that everybody is trying to maximize, like maybe your employer at work, everybody, they are trying to maximize their own out of you. But yet, you have a duty to make that commandment your priority. You look at your identity.
Chapter 5, verse 1. 5, verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow your ears to my understanding.
Wow. Bow. Say bow. Say I bow. He said, bow thy ear to my understanding. So I prioritize this. Say this is most important to me. Say I bow my will. I bow my pursuit to the will of God.
Most times it's what we do. It's God that we want to bow. Most times we tell God to bow to our will. To our pursuits, to our priority. To our own stuff. No. It is our own will, our pursuit that should bow to the will of God. See, Jash chapter 5:1 again.
Read it for me again. 5:1 again. Want to go? Yes. My son, unto my wisdom, and bow thy ear to my understanding. So most times it's us, we want God to bow. And that is actually the people that I will say they are using grace as license to sin. You are bad on ministry for business, for education. No. You allow everything else to conform to ministry. You look for a job that will conform to ministry. Imagine there are some jobs that if I get today, church has closed down. Don't say, don't worry, I want to make it the general manager of one company. It means you have to be working from 8 to, from 8, to 8, and you'll be spending 1 out of 2 months in that country, and I'm done. See, you are a child of God. You can select, you can yet bring out the best. I will afford you time. Imagine if all of you just get a letter from Dangote tomorrow. Everybody, that would be the devil that has moved the man to send letter. You are all employed. Full-time staff. You will all be staying at Abajana. Different quarters. Maybe seeing yourself again. Amen. Praise God. Of course, the man of God will go back to the street anyway.
Find new inheritors and make him pray some more.
So, instead of allowing your posture to bow to the call of God, instead of allowing the call of God to bow to your call of God, you allow your pursuits to bow to the call of God. We allow things, or we don't allow things to moderate ministry. We allow ministry to moderate things. Some people you are late for 1 hour. Oh, sorry, 1 hour is too much. You are late for 30 minutes to your place of work. Your guy has removed 2K. Or how much do you actually remove? 1K. 1 week. You have a serious boss now. You are different. Your case is different. You are just late. You remove 1 week. You trying to say, but don't worry, God. But to be late to church, that one is nothing. God will not remove anything.
That is the real license to sin.
Amen. Say I cherish God's instruction. Say I cherish the word. Say I have regard. Say I have regard. So you treasure that. You treasure the word much more. You don't allow because of the men out there to just say, well, sir, church is what must bow. That's how we use the word there. We say you fight back. You fight back. Chapter 5, verse 2, Proverbs 5, verse 2. That thou mayest regard discretion. Are you there? Are you in Proverbs 5, verse 2? Okay, let's read 1 and 2 together. Everybody want to go? Yes? Two? Thank you. Now go to chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words and incline your ears unto what? My saying. Words there will mean what is written. Saying will mean what is spoken, right? Words. It's actually, that should be grapho and this is Hebrew. What is written, saying will be what is spoken. So he's saying treasure those things above everything. Say attend to this. Treasure it above everything else. Make a duty of going through your Bible. Make it a duty. Amen. That is the meeting point of the Father and his family. I know the Spirit of God lives in you, but yet, even God became a man, he said, read. What else do you think the Holy Ghost will say? Don't read. I'm here, I'm enough. I will speak to you. I will whisper, I will be whispering. I will whisper the new Christian Christ to you. Very soon you start hearing words. Acquire to what? Fire. Proverbs 4, 22. You see 21 now? 21. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Wow. Keep them in the midst of where? Your heart. 22. For their life unto all those that find them, and else to all their flesh. 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So in focusing on the word, you guide against all contrary evidence. I'll come to that later. When you are focusing on the word, you are also guiding against contrary evidence. A loose heart, a loose mind, a mind that is just free. If you're writing, a mind that is free, that is porous, that anything comes, is a mind that has not been focusing on the word. Why a discouragement will easily get to you, something just happened, just shift you away, is because you have not been focusing. How do we see? I tell you, your own conscious effort is towards the word. E.g., you are onto something, and you want to have a different tone. Don't focus on running away from that thing, focus on guiding your heart with the word. Fill up that heart with something. Are you with me? Like, that means you just focus on the positive, run towards the positive, don't fight anything. But you must run after something. That's what he was saying in Romans 6. Are you with me? So, please write this down in your note. God cannot help personalize it. Anything, just wake up and write down. Just write it and sleep back. God cannot help me if I don't read. Write it like that. That will make sense to people. God cannot help me. Write me. I will check your note. I know you want to write. Pastor, God will not help you. Since you don't read. God cannot help me if I don't read. We must give ourselves to much reading and meditation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His help is in his word and the saints. So tell your neighbor, say, get back to the written word. Tell somebody, say, get back to the written word, sir. So and discover, when you go get, you will discover yourself. Let me just go through some stuff in the gospel for you. Matthew 12 verse 3. See Jesus. Matthew 12 verse 3. See how he directed back their attention. Why we have wrong conduct is because of lack of focus on the written word. You start, so you have it on your phone. You have it everywhere. Smuggle all time, read it. Old Testament, New Testament, read it. Of course, New Testament and epistles should be much more. But you read it. You read it. You read it. You read it. So, Matthew 12, 3. And he said unto them, Have you not read? These guys, they read a part. They didn't read this part. Because that thing that they are trying to do was also somewhere there. But say, didn't you read this part? So don't forget what I was saying initially, that you must take the Bible as what? One material. You must follow through. What is, you find what is consistent. You are saying God killed David, or God killed Goliath or something. You didn't say, okay, why didn't the same God kill Rahab? She was wrong. She even became a woman of faith almost by lying. She hid the spies. That means they say, are the people here? She said, no, they are not here. She lied. Don't say that one before it becomes heresy. Chapter 12, verse 5. Want to go? 12, verse 5. Want to go? Let's read. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priest went to the temple and profaned the Sabbath and are out blameless? Imagine. So that means there is only one thing that should be constant. If there is condemnation in the Bible, the condemnation will make sense because of one thing, unbelief. You will look at everything. You will see through everything that it cannot be true because of conduct. Just take that back. Take it out. You cannot really silence that thing. Just leave it somewhere there to die soon. Amen. Or have you not read? Don't throw it out. In the law, how that on the Sabbath day, the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless. So their conduct, just because they have not read. So also, don't forget, read everything. See, I will read everything. Go back to Matthew chapter 19, verse 3. This is the time that the men of God wake up, are we? Matthew 19, verse 3. Come on, I'm almost done. That's why you are here. Matthew 19:3, because we know this one. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every reason, for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read? See that again? Don't you read? Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? 5, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twin, but one flesh. Wherefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. 7, then they said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? This one is also written. Verse 8, and he said unto them, that was Moses, because of what? The hardness of your heart suffer you to put away your wife, but from the beginning it was not so. So these people now, they read, but what happened to them? They didn't read everything. They read parts. Reading part of the Bible, you will enter gallo. Let me show you something. Go to that Romans chapter 8, be fast. The people campaigning for tithes, they obviously have not read every verse about tithes. Do you understand me, sir? The people campaigning that Christians should tithe, must tithe. All they sit on is on what? Malachi 3, verse 10. Why not try and read everywhere tithe is mentioned in the Bible? Are you with me? And make your conclusion. So I say, open Romans chapter 10. See something from verse 5 and 6. You tell me the difference. Romans 10, 5 and 6. I'll read there. You tell me the difference. Want to go? Let me read. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which dwelt these things shall live by them, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this way, say not in your heart, who shall ascend unto the heavens, that is to bring Christ down from above. What's the difference? Who said verse 6? Same Moses, right? Huh? That's Deuteronomy, is it 30 something? 30, thank you. So, what's the difference between the two? Thank you. One is speaking, the other one was describing. So, when he was telling them that the man that dwelt these things shall live by them, that was not his message. So he said Moses described. What is the meaning of description? That would mean he was telling them that if you will not obey this God, let me describe for you how miserable your life will be. He now started describing things that they can never keep. Or he said the same righteousness of God, of truth, now through the same mouth of Moses, now speak it. So from the same mouth of Moses, it will be clear that this is his message. But this is his own alternative. Are you with me? So therefore, you must read everything. You must read everything. Hallelujah. See, I'm committed to reading the Bible. So back to Mark chapter 12, verse 10. You must read. You must read. Come on. 5 minutes more. Mark 12, 10. And have you not read this scripture? That the stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the cross. He kept saying it. See, Mark 12, 26. See Mark 12, 26. And as touching the dead, that they rise not, have you not read? I think things should be happening. You should just tell people, bro, Jude, have you not read? That Eutychus, when he slept, what happened to him? Fell down. And let's read the rest. Amen? He was raised anyway. Praise God. So, an astonishing result of the dead, have you not read in the book of Moses? Imagine, the same book of Moses that they are using as rebellion. That what? In the bush, it's like that I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. See, it's not the God of the dead, but of living. Luke 6, verse 3. And Jesus answering said unto them, have you not read so much as this? What Moses, sorry, David did, same David, one that we read earlier. Now, let me show you one that is a bit different. Acts 13, verse 27. That's too much scripture I'm going to have done. Acts 13, 27. Acts 13:27. For they that dwelt at Jerusalem, please let's read this one together. Please, you are awake, come on. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. For they that dwelt at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophet which are read every Sabbath, they have fulfilled them in what? See, I think about what I read. That's meditation. No, I think about it. I give myself for it. This is my father communicating with me. I'm coming soon on series on hearing from God and divine direction. But this is primary. The father and his family, how they relate through the written word. Say I treasure the written word. Lastly, Acts 8:27. See, God's help is near once you are already reading. His words, his counsel, in fact, his power. Just read. Go through it. You desire to be strong in the things of the Spirit. Go through the book of Acts time over time. Go through the four gospels. See how miracles have been wrought. See how he did them. Go through it. You will be strong on the message of salvation, which of course you must be. Go through the writings of Paul. Even Peter and James, they all acknowledge Paul. Go through it more. Go through it more. Hallelujah. James in Acts 15, you saw him giving credence to Paul. Wow, awesome guy. Peter in Acts 15, and also in 2 Peter chapter 3, gave credence to the work of Paul. So study Paul. Amen. Want to know the pattern of music? You read everything. Lastly, so see Acts 8:27. Just read this one together. I love the story. So you can be awake. I read 27, you read 28. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian and an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. 28, yes? Read, I said. Then the Spirit, hallelujah, praise God. When he is reading, what happened? The Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget, he was reading. He was reading, right? And what happened? The Spirit what? Said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to that side, to the shadows. Praise God. Next verse, read for me. And Philip, yes, read now. Yes, 31, that's in our book. So now you can understand what I read there. And he said, how can I accept someone should guide me? And he desired Philip that he will come up and sit with him. 32. Which he read. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shepherd. So he opened. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his judgment for his life was taken from the earth. 34. I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this of himself. 35. Want to bless read? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say your father, ensure that you had a book. Have you read it? You ask that, but ask somebody that and you write it down too. My father ensured that I had a book. My father left me with a book. Jesus, my Savior, left me with a book. Why read it? Your father ensured that you had a book. Have you read it? Okay. Let's close. Let's read things of some song together. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Yeah. Pray every echoing. Pray. Read your Bible. Yeah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow, pick another neighbor, come on, yes. If you want, point to me now, to grow, oh, I get, read your Bible, pray. Eyeball, come on, pick somebody that is sleeping, yes. Pray. Banker listening, pray. Henry Tito, everybody on Henry Tito, read your Bible, pray. come to die. Hallelujah. Of course, you won't die. Right? Praise God. But you know, in time, it's not grace, dying. Amen, amen. So I treasure the written word. I above everything else. I create time for it. I read. I swallow chapters daily. I meditate upon it. I'm not a forgetful era. I'm a doer of the work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, PG is over. Announcements. So tomorrow is Sunday, right? Please, everybody. Are we offline? Yeah, thank you. So tomorrow is offline. Sorry. Tomorrow's service. Rest. Go back there, guys. I know you have. Please get to soon. So rest before you go. Go and rest. I'm going now. So rest. Don't forget. Let me say this. In case you need a neighbor for any outreach, just talk to someone. That's the point. And the next review, I will do it myself. Such a Sunday that as we are finishing at this, you want me to talk? I will follow you. Just go together. You are done. And that one target, you are not going on. So last time, that's what I'm saying. It's not always compulsion to tell you that, okay, church general time is this time. As you are free, just call a saint. Let's go and tithe. Both of you are able to win one soul. What do we have to do? So, okay, today this soul is yours. Tomorrow we go again. Let's go and find my own. Amen. Maybe we check you and we saw that some things are duplicating. You say, this time can't do. What is happening to these people? So, we are seeing the same phone number. Say, is there anyone in this house using one phone number? So, find out. Well, I trust you. It's been saying you can't find anybody. Hillary is here. He's born ready. Hallelujah. The Radisha is overborn ready. The youth is unborn ready. So, just. They are free. So. Go and pray. That's what we saw. Pray. Hello, listen to me. So, don't forget, I didn't know if Bookie would be around. Tomorrow, but don't allow me to miss that. So ensure everybody is tied in and everybody just always be at your duty post. Okay, thank you so much. So just be at your duty post. Sure things are working. Probably to us tomorrow. Don't wait for me to come and prompt you to do things. And say hi to those. I think what happened to Peace? Say hi to people that also be there. I know you. Josh has not closed down. Josh is still. Josh is still ongoing. So, say hi to them and tell them to be here on Sunday. And because I give you guys that responsibility, and please help me to do it well. Am I missing anything? Exams tomorrow, please. Thank you. I know you are doing your best. I'm letting you know we don't run dry. Just rest and prepare for it. Okay? Rajisha, your own set, how many people should go? I thought tomorrow is remain two. This is eternal. Awesome, anyway, it's good for them. Hilary, you have how many to go? Hilary and Divine. I was writing. Hope they are passing, sure. So, Big Bros, so please try and read two. Okay, read one. Let's do it better. Eriti, you missed last week. You're not going to don't miss the next one. So, you only have one areas. As workers in training, we are leaving nobody behind. See, we are not doing all this to intimidate anybody. It's to buckle up. Why do people go to school abroad? So that they can pass, or so that they can learn. So when you have structures like this, where if I punch you? Where if I punch you? Take that thing back. I'm talking. You are punch you. You are. Everybody stand up. We are praying. That's it. You don't stand up. We are going home. You don't have to leave, but I'm going home. That's you are not going. What am I saying? So,
Something like this is for you to learn. Not like a punch you. It's to learn, okay? It's not to intimidate you. Okay. How many of you are, you are forcing your class people? You have been forcing your class. Then I see you and I know you. Come take it down. Go and bring these results. One, first. Everybody has been a first people. Amen. Oh, you're right. Not up right now. Not up right now. You have a career in God. Amen. So when you see, like me now, for instance, I remember I was doing local, I was in the school before that. I was always called 14, 15. No, this one is secondary school. There was private school, which has a lot of guys that came from once, some very serious sand. So later, there was no money. My father now took me to one public school. That's going first. Local champion, right? Like first, I was tired of the first. But in my old school, St. Francis Academy, then 15th, you should know it now. Yeah. Right when there. Awesome. So, that was a public, that's a private school. I think Bula was it. I'll punch you there. Okay, so what I'm saying is that please, structure that is not meant to intimidate you. Okay? It must be like this. If it's not like this, then it's not standard. Why do people pay to go to Cambridge? That means you are, it's not because it's so that you can pass cheaply. Am I right? Huh? It's so that you can go there and be challenged. Pick the challenge. Don't say I can't. Don't belittle what you are doing there. People are also trying to prepare questions, read through. Can you imagine what this lady is doing at times? But I don't eat at times because she's preparing exam. It's awesome, sir. So listen, do your best, okay? Follow through. Follow through. It will help you. Definitely in your imagination, you know it's already helping you. How much more is it helping you in your real life? Okay? When they're going to call you right now, sorry, when they're going to call you right now, you're okay to Flamingo or to Magali College. Where is Flamingo? And it'll be easier for you to stand on your feet. Because now, as you are going, before you think that, let me just be clubbing every night, you just be hearing, seeing me in your dream. Career in God. You have a kind. Yeah. Yeah. You just want to be relaxed. Just hear me shout. Damn it, Tito! Okay. My spirit will be pushing you. So please, that's why you have to listen so much until you say, okay, go ahead, I will do it. So please, I want to take you to a point of no return. I thank God it's for good things, okay? So please, do your best. Read well. Don't score 60. Don't score 60 again, okay? Don't score 60. What's that? Is fail. Amen. My course, A is for who? Amen. Praise God. So please, try and break the record. Has anybody scored 100% before? Has anybody scored 100 before? Okay. So please, just do your best. Just do your best and remain awesome, okay? Thanks so much. Don't forget to call people. Just call people. People need to be encouraged until they understand this pattern and start flowing constantly. Okay? So it's on you. It's on you to cause them to understand that. I'm not stressing. Okay? I'm telling you that just be swaying to your 20k every week. And don't attend any program. We'll be praying for you. Now, this is what the guy will now do. He will be working all night. So pay 20k. But now, don't bring the 20k. Come the all night here. What we are doing. Okay? So it's still the same thing. I think this one is better, but this one is really in part two. So, but it can appear to you. Please keep the spirit, okay? Keep the simple mind. Keep the non-rebellious mind. And that's.